The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 44 Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic cemeteries willing to help you in your time of loss. Call 708-449-6100 or visit CatholicCemeteriesChicago.org. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. Every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Thanks for letting us be part of your morning. Now again, Catholic Chicago.
Hello to everyone, and welcome to another, dare I say it, exciting broadcast of Diakonia, a call to service. Diakonia is a Greek word that means service. It is also the root word for deacon. My name is Deacon Richard Hudzik, and I am happy to be here for this radio broadcast. I am privileged to serve the Archdiocese as Vicar for Deacons. I'm also equally privileged or more privileged to pray and worship with the people of Westchester at the newly unified parishes of Divine Providence and Divine Infant Jesus. And joining me, as he perennially does, is the Associate Director of the Diaconate Office, Deacon David Brincik, who hails from the unified parishes of St. Barbara and Brookfield and St. Louise de Marillac. Good day to you, David.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, and this show is offering to you from the Archdiocese of Chicago, who has allowed the Office of the Diaconate to take this time and to talk to you in a general way about, not so much about deacons. We don't want to pat ourselves on the back, certainly not the people that Dave and I are not trying to do that, but we want to exhibit bring to people's attention some of the things that deacons are doing around the Archdiocese of Chicago. Again, not for the glorification of deacons, but for the glorification of our Lord Jesus Christ. And perhaps to encourage people to participate in some of the ministries and activities that the deacons throughout Cook and Lake counties are doing. And to help us in that conversation today, joining Dave and me are two guests who will be with us in the studio for the next half hour. One of them is a deacon, and he goes by the name of Deacon Bill Frere. Is that correct, Deacon Bill Frere?
Absolutely correct.
Okay,
thank you.
Good. All right. And joining Bill, Deacon Bill, is Jody Roy. And Jody, I see another person in the studio. That must be you. You're with us today.
Yes. Thank you for having us.
Okay. It's great. And what we're going to talk about is the Kateri Center. What it is, who Kateri is, was, where the Kateri Center is, what it does, and all things Kateri and Native American, I guess we could say. So maybe beginning, not at the beginning, I know you were born in a log cabin, Bill, and you started from there, but in a nutshell, what's your involvement? How did you get started with this thing called the Kateri Center?
Well, I've been a high school religion teacher for over 40 years, and one of my absolute favorite classes I ever taught was world religions. And I always made a point of including a unit on Native American spirituality. When I was in diaconate formation, during our aspirancy, we had our first project of service to charity where we were asked to pick a ministry and perform service roughly 20 to 25 hours and then reflect and write a report. And off of the list, St. Kateri just kind of jumped off the page for me. And so I just kind of gravitated toward that. And so I've been ministering there since 2011, 2012.
Okay. And companioning there or directing the Kateri Center, we have Jody with us. Jody, how and when did you get started? And maybe for context, what is the Kateri Center?
Yes, the Kateri Center is the currently the only Native American Catholic faith-based ministry in the state of Illinois. And I came involved with Kateri Center prior to it being what it is known today. It's been around since 1982, and it was formed by a group of Native American elders who needed a place for the community to come pray and be have a spiritual place for the community within Chicago. And so in 1982, it was called Anawim Center, and it was formed not to favor one tribe. So it was kind of hard to pick that name. So Anawim was a Greek word. It means the humble, the meek, the ones distant from their land, to not favor all the different tribes we serve. And then in 2010, when we moved to where we are today, we did the name change to St. Kateri, since St. Kateri is our first Native American saint. And it's an honor to be named after her. And then in 2012, we add the word saint when she became officially in October of 2012. And I came involved to the Kateri Center myself was in 2002 as a volunteer. And then in 2005, I did have the honor to work with the ministry for 7 years. And then I did leave to, I had to do other stuff to better my family. And then I went back to school and got my degree. And then when I was graduating, the doors opened. And I guess it was a calling from God to come back to the ministry. And so here I am today.
Okay. Are there other Kateri centers across the country?
Yes, there are several different Kateri centers in the honor of St. Kateri. And the closest one that I know of personally is probably in Michigan. And there's other Native American ministries, like in Milwaukee, there's the Great Spirit of the Lake. But their motto and idol is also St. Kateri, and we all participate in that national conference.
Now, there's the ministry, the outreach is to Native Americans in the Chicago area. There's no geographic restriction, but is there a Native American population in the Chicago metropolitan area?
Yes, so within Cook and Lake County, there's like 38,000 Native Americans. And in the state of Illinois, there's like 100,000.
That's surprising to me. I am so removed from that ethnicity that you think, well, that's a lot of people. Are these folks moving into this area from the more traditional, you know, when we think of North Dakota or South Dakota or the U.S. Southwest, upstate New York? I mean, there seem to be the other concentrations of Native Americans. Are these transplants to Chicago, or has there long been, to your knowledge, a Native American community in Chicago?
Well, originally, well, they say, you know, Chicago is Potawatomi Odawa land.
Sure.
But there is no per se marked land that is Native American. But a lot of the Native Americans came to the city because of the Relocation Act in the 1950s.
What is that?
It was a time when the government was like trying to displace Native Americans from the lands. So, and they were telling them to go to urban areas, so Chicago is one of them, and for job opportunities in that also. So during that time, that's when the biggest boom of, I guess, when Native Americans started coming to Chicago.
Going back to the 50s?
Yes.
Oh, okay, okay. That's interesting.
And then, yeah, for me, some of my family uprooted to come to Chicago due
from where?
from Canada.
Oh, really?
Just for job opportunities.
Okay, and then when we come back from a break, we're going to explore some more of these vital questions. Okay. Stay tuned.
On Sunday, September 22nd, Catholic Charities is hosting a very special homecoming mass recalling the wonderful legacy of St. Vincent's Orphanage. For 91 years, St. Vincent's helped establish thousands of families at 721 LaSalle Street in Chicago. On September 22nd, tours of the building begin at 10:30 a.m. Mass will be celebrated at noon, and we will have a reception afterwards. We invite all adopted persons who were placed from St. Vincent's, their adoptive parents, anyone who stayed at St. Vincent's as an infant or a toddler, and former St. Vincent's staff members and volunteers to attend. These annual reunions offer adopted persons a chance to see where their lives began, where they were baptized, and to meet some of the people who cared for them. Everyone found love, support, and a future when they came to St. Vincent's. This event is free, but registration is required. For details, contact Lisa Francis at 312-655-7093. That's 312-655-7093.
This is Monsignor Michael Boland for the Voice of Catholic Charities. Every 30 seconds, someone comes to Catholic Charities for help. When that help includes legal needs, our legal assistance department offers a wide range of services to give hope and help to vulnerable clients in need. Whether it's a dispute with a landlord, a concern about possibly being the victim of a scam, or an issue regarding family law, clients can feel alone in the complex legal system if they're unable to afford an attorney. Our volunteer attorneys answer our legal advice line, offer one-hour consultations in their areas of expertise, and conduct legal seminars that help low-income individuals. These volunteer attorneys come when their schedules permit, and they often tell us they are grateful for the opportunity to share what they know with someone in need. If you are an attorney and would like to learn more about this volunteer program, please call 312-948-6821. That's 312-648-6821. Thank you for considering joining this wonderful group of Good Samaritans.
The cup that
And we're back to continue our conversation this morning with Jody Roy, Deacon Bill Frayer, Deacon Dave Brensick, and yours truly, your humble servant, Richard Hudzik. Before the break, we were talking just general terms about the Kateri Center, what it does, and who our guests are. I'd like to continue pursuit of that because we want to, I think one of the outcomes we hope for the show is to, if we'll put Kateri Center on the map of the consciousness of people who listen to the show, and we're generally in the Chicago Archdiocese. So I want to ask some, because we don't know that we know people who might be Native American, and we may feel awkward. We want to be sensitive and use appropriate language. And I'll just play the part at which I do really well of that is the dumb, naive host. Do I say Native American? Do I say First Nation people? Do I say Indian? Is there am I offending anybody by using one term or the other?
People are okay with Native American Indian, but they try to stray away from the term just Indian because it does stray away from like are we people from India?
From Asia, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
So, in my culture, being Ojibwe, you know, First Nations is appropriate to us.
Okay.
But being here in the urban setting, you know, Indigenous is fine. Native American, Indian, Native American are more common words you might hear.
Okay. Now, Ojibwe, that is, I have this, again, very naive notion that makes me think of Minnesota. And you said yourself you were from, your family's from Canada. Is that where you'd find the heart of the Ojibwe nation?
Yes, the Ojibwes are part of like the Great Lake tribe, so a lot of the Ojibwes around are the Great Lakes. So I'm originally from Atikmishing and Anishinaabeg, which is upper...
Spell that.
A-T-I-K-A-K...
No, holy cow.
M-E-K-S-H-E-N-G.
All right, we'll have to Google that.
But yeah, so we're from up there, and we're like... I'm originally about 3 hours north of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, so by Lake Huron area. But I moved here like into 2000. So, and the Ojibwes are prominently, you know, like there is a large concentration in Minnesota. There is some in Wisconsin. And then in my area, majority of us are Ojibwe, or known as the Three Fires Confederacy. So that's Potawatomi, Odawa, and Ojibwe.
Okay, and these might be, in a sense, cousins, the Potawatomi, the Ojibwe, and that third...
Odawa. Yeah.
So it's from the same general geography.
Yes, we're, like, very close in traditions and in culture.
All right. Now, you use the term nation as well as tribe. Is there a preference, is there a preferred term to talk about these different ethnicities, I guess?
Some of us are known as majority, like the different tribes here is a common word that we do use. Also, some people refer to the nation because there's different tribal nations. And those are the two common, so it kind of... It's used either or.
Okay. And now, these various nations, the Native American folks who live in the Chicago area, particularly those who are Catholic, I'm guessing, but not exclusively Catholic, will turn to the Kateri Center in Chicago. What are some of the things that the Kateri Center in Chicago does?
Our main focus is, you know, having the Catholic services, mass. We also do, you know, sacraments, and then we have prayer circles. And then in that mass is a chance for us to integrate our culture and traditions into the Catholic faith also, and be that bridge. We also have senior luncheons, which gives an opportunity for the elders to come together, as some of them are distant from their lands and their families, so it brings them together and bring kinship. And we offer youth programming. We have currently the Young Native Leaders Program, which gives a foundation to the youth to build up their leadership skills and give them an opportunity to enrich their culture, because being in an urban setting, some of them don't have the opportunity to get enriched in their culture. So.
And what's that Deacon Bill fellow do there?
I was going to expand on that. The Catholic, I mean, we are part of St. Benedict Parish on the north side of Chicago.
Roughly
Irving Park and Western.
Okay.
We're located in what was the convent, 3938 North Levitt. We have mass twice a month, second and fourth Sunday. And in many ways, we do function like a parish. We have baptisms, funeral services, memorial services. I have a wedding coming up on Saturday. Seasonal prayer services, Lent, Advent, Stations of the Cross. We had a young boy go through and become fully initiated just last Easter from the community. And that does not obviously include ongoing training of lectors and Eucharistic ministers to assist. It is a very rich liturgical life that happens at St. Kateri.
And we're going to go to a next break, and then we'll come back. We'll finish this up. Stay tuned.
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend, featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Supich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll show you how the Pastoral Migratoria Ministry is expanding from Chicago to dioceses across the United States. We'll take you to the annual Sunrise Mass for Nonviolence at Oakwood Beach, and we'll talk with Cardinal Blaise Supich about the latest mass shootings in our nation and everybody's right to live without violence.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
September is Hunger Action Month. All across America, organizations are joining together to raise awareness about the need to fight hunger and work towards solutions that benefit as many people as possible. I'm Andrew Gutierrez for Catholic Charities, and hunger is the number one reason why people seek our services. We offer a wide variety of programs for anyone who is hungry. We partner with government and community groups, restaurants, parishes, neighbors, and friends who see the importance of teamwork in fighting hunger. Catholic Charities also has 14 locations where clients can come for immediate assistance of all kinds. With compassion and respect, we offer help and hope as our clients get on the path towards greater independence. To find a nutrition program near you, or to join our efforts to fight the devastating effects of hunger, go to CatholicCharities.net or call 312-655-7000. That's CatholicCharities.net or call 312-655-7000.
The cup that I must drink.
And we're back for the third and final piece of this radio broadcast. We're talking today with Deacon Bill Frere and Jody Roy, who is the director of the Kateri Center at located at St. Benedict Parish in Chicago, Irving Park and Western, roughly. Joining me, the conversation is Deacon Dave Brensick. And while we were on the break, the intense chit-chat during the break, Dave, you wanted to propose a question to Bill and to Jody.
Bill, you had mentioned that the center has all these Catholic services, masses, baptisms, Lent, Advent. How does the Native American culture influence these services that the center has?
If I use Mass as an example, we always open Mass with what we call a four-direction prayer. It is a physical reminder as we move north, south, east, west, raise our hands to the sky and touch the earth, that God is responsible for all of creation, and it's also an acknowledgement that God is everywhere. We also have a smudging ceremony where sweet grass and sage is burned and an eagle feather is used to bless us with the smoke, kind of like a Native American form of incense, if you want to put it that way. We have drums and flute played by our resident musician, Bill Buchholz. I think that's the general framework.
And afterwards, hospitality?
Afterwards, there is always a community meal, a potluck. The center provides the main dish. But we rely on the generosity of our community to bring in any sides and dessert and refreshments. My wife, Ginger, has always maintained that this is always an example of loaves and fishes. No matter how many people in the community are there for Mass, we never run out of food. In fact, we have enough always to be able to distribute the leftovers to our elders in the community.
Mm. Jody, if I am a Native American, why do I want to find my way to the Kateri Center?
I believe it is essential in the community. It's a place, you know, of prayer, you know. And to Native American, spirituality is also big. So even if predominantly, I think it is like 90% Native Americans are baptized Catholic. So Kateri Center is important just to come pray. It doesn't have to be, you know, in the Catholic service setting, because we do have more of a traditional style of prayer. What Bill was talking about with the smudging and the eagle feather, you know, because eagle feather is really important to us. We believe it carries our prayers to the Creator, to God, you know. So in that setting, and it's also just a place to come to be with other Native Americans, you know, in a good setting, you know, that is humble and welcoming, you know.
Does it address social ills or concerns or problems that people might be having? Is that a dimension of the Kateri Center in Chicago?
Well, they come and we pray for that. You know, when people, the social ills, there is, like every community, there is some issues in that. You know, and the biggest thing we always say for people is that our part is to pray for it, you know, to pray for healing, you know, but also to just to raise the awareness, you know, of Native Americans we're here today, and that to try to break those stereotypes,
yeah,
you know.
The stereotypes, that can be poisonous to
yes,
to the life of the community.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people that are oblivious that Native Americans are here today.
Sure.
And it's hard to detect that we are Native Americans. A lot of people probably came across us and didn't realize it. A lot of us do get mistaken that we are Hispanic.
Mm-hmm. Now, if I wanted to help, I'm an old Irish, German, Swedish guy. Is there a way for me to either learn more or participate or help? How would I go about that? Or anybody who's listening today who might either want to get connected or want to help, what do you suggest?
My biggest thing is, like, come visit us, come learn about us. I encourage that, and help us spread that word that Natives are here today, you know, and that we are people, you know, of modern society, that, you know, to raise that awareness and to also just look through us through the website at stkaterisenter.org.
Can we go to Mass?
Yes, we're always welcome to everybody to come to Mass.
Okay. And that website is www.stkaterisenterchicago.org. Have I got that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And it's the second and fourth Sundays?
Yes, the second and fourth Sundays of the month.
What time?
At 11 a.m.
And is there a donate button on the website?
Yes, there is a
cool
donate
Gave
Central on our website that will link, and you can open it up and make a donation that's set up, you know, make monthly contributions, because Kateri Center is solely operating on the funding it can bring in.
But it is under the umbrella of the Archdiocese of Chicago, and as a, if you will, I guess is this a ministry of the St. Benedict Parish, or at least it's housed there, and there's close cooperation, and Father Steve Kananik is a great supporter of the center.
Yes, yep. Father Steve is, and he's wonderful, and so is the staff.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, find out more and get connected to this this wonderful community. It's inspiring to hear the good work that you're doing and to raise the awareness. And then there's a national conference in July in North Carolina.
In Raleigh,
North Carolina for the National Kateri Conference. So take a look. You can look at the website and you'll find all that there. God bless you all, and thank you, Jody and Bill and David.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Can you be baptized like I have been baptized? Are you able? Are you